Radhika Jones, editor-in-chief of Vanity Fair. If you enjoy binge-watching the best TV shows and love hearing from the actors and showrunners who make them happen, then subscribe to Vanity Fair. Our Hollywood reporters take you behind the scenes of the year's most anticipated projects, the industry's biggest moves, and the hardest-fought awards races. From The Crown to The Real Housewives, we've got the inside scoop. As a special thank you to our still-watching audience, we're offering 15% off a yearly digital subscription to Vanity Fair. Visit vanityfair.com today and use promo code POD15. That's vanityfair.com, promo code POD15, for 15% off a yearly digital subscription to everything you want.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
AI is making waves in every field it touches. President Biden is now on TikTok, and the election draws closer each day. With so much going on in the world, it is hard to keep up with it all, let me tell you. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdal, the co-host of Make Me Smart. It's a podcast from Marketplace. And every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I break down the latest in business and the economy with short daily episodes to make it easy for you to stay in the know. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Vanity Fair.
Hello and welcome to Still Watching, a weekly television podcast from Vanity Fair. I'm Richard Lawson.
I'm Hilary Busis.
And I'm Chris Murphy. And we're back. New year and a new show. And what are we talking about?
Put on about 18 winter parkas because we're heading to darkest north of the Arctic Circle, Alaska, for True Detective Season 4. Night Country.
Wow.
Starring Jodie Foster.
And it's dark all the time there in Alaska. That's this time of year.
They call it Night Country.
For a reason.
Yes. It's not a metaphor. Yeah. It is literally dark. But I will say that unlike a lot of shows that are very dark, in this one you can see what's happening.
Thank God. Yes. I can't do another House of Dragons.
Yeah, I want to brag. I have seen some of the new show. I did a first look at it for VF.com, which you should go read now, but I talked to creator Issa Lopez, who takes over the show from Nick Pizzolatto, who was, you know, kind of the big creator of the original True Detective, and, you know, did seasons 2 and 3. So maybe we should take a step back first. Are the two of you True Detective fans historically?
I guess this always happens to me. I watched the first two seasons, but I don't think I stuck around for
you. Didn't
the third
watch Mahershala
season. Ali. I did not watch Mahershala Ali, and I don't remember why. It just might have not fit into my schedule.
Is it because season 2 was so bad?
Well, I think that actually is maybe exactly why.
I have had a weird hankering to go back and watch season 2 because I'm like, I'm going to have the bold take that it's actually brilliant. We just didn't understand
it. Look, if you can tell me one thing that happens.
That is a very confusing season.
Was that the one with the long tracking shot? I remember loving that long tracking
shot. That's season 1.
Okay, so that's season 1.
No, season 2 is where it's Colin Farrell and he's like in the desert and...
Yes, okay.
It's just so many characters and I feel like all their... Yeah, it's...
Rachel McAdams likes knives and...
Yeah, yeah. Taylor Kitsch is, like, sad when he gets a blowjob.
Totally. He's, like, a gay highway patrolman. Like, and there's, like, a sex murder. I don't know.
There's always a sex murder.
Fair enough. But, no, I think that Pizzolatto really did build an interesting world. The third season is worth a watch. That season really gets back on track with great performances from Ali and Stephen Dorff. But that said, I am interested to see what a new creator or new showrunner does with it, especially one like Lopez. This is her first thing in English, right?
So she's a Mexican filmmaker. She's done a ton of stuff there. This is her first major project in English.
Wow.
Which is pretty amazing. Like, it's a big undertaking. It was the most expensive production in Icelandic history. That's where they shot it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
More so than Game of Thrones.
Damn.
It's pretty amazing. They were there for, like, months and months in the dark.
Gosh. I
will say it's very gripping drama does not make me want to go to Alaska.
You don't say. Yeah, what else can we expect? I haven't seen any of this new season.
So yeah, we should mention Jodie Foster again as our lead. She is sort of, I guess, in the Woody Harrelson role. She's a cop, she's a vet, she is like a veteran cop, not a
she loves animals.
But she does. Yeah, she's prickly and she doesn't want to work with a partner. And then obviously she gets one and they have a very, you know, interesting relationship. Her partner is played by Kaylee Reese, who is a pretty new actress, was originally a boxer.
Whoa. I'm already, dare I say, more interested in this season just having two female detectives just to change that lens. That's something that we haven't done yet on this show.
I agree. And I also think that I'm interested to see one of the more interesting things about the first season of True Detective is that it does sort of evoke supernatural things, like, but it's set in the real world. And like, and then each season subsequently does something where there's a bigger almost idea hovering over the season. And I'm curious to see what that is, especially in such an evocative setting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some sort of element of like quasi supernatural energy that is like sort of a True Detective hallmark that, you know, you marry that with the crime part to get something kind of weird and unsettling.
That is so cool. A little genre bending. I hope it has something to do with the Northern Lights.
Oh, yeah, right. The Northern Lights, of course.
I hope that factors. I'm going to call it right now.
I can't wait for you guys to just name all the stuff you can think of about Alaska. It's not penguins. That's the wrong, wrong side.
Salmon.
I've been to Alaska twice, you know. But not northern,
not night country.
No, not night country. I've been to I've been there in the summer when it's day country
because the sun never sets.
Stumble out of a bar at 2:30 in the morning and there's still sun in the sky. It's very weird.
Well, we should talk about how this season is going to unfold on all of your podcast feeds as well.
Oh yes, I think we're back to our classic weekly
week
structure.
Thank you, HBO.
Yes. Isn't it a relief to watch one episode of TV a week?
Oh, yeah. God. I'm so excited.
Yeah, so we'll be week to week. The episodes are going to drop on Sundays after the episode airs on the East Coast of the U.S. Sorry, night country. It'll just be a little earlier. Actually, that's better. It'll be earlier in the day for you. Yeah. And we're also, of course, going to talk to cast members, people who made the show, etc.
So, yeah, join us then on our trip to night country. Definitely make sure you got a warm pair of boots.
Yeah, I was like, bring your jacket. It's going to be chilly.
So we'll see you next week as we start our True Detective journey. Looking forward to seeing you then.
I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love and want are checked by experts, not just any experts. They're real people who really love these things, and they have real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, you can shop with confidence, knowing every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified real and authentic. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, slip on that watch, light up in gold, swing that handbag, or step out in that streetwear, you'll get that authentic glow. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
From PRX.